We are halfway to the weekend. Good afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and congratulations to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the new president of the United States. It came in the very early morning hours. I stayed up late last night, as many of you did, and our congratulations to Donald Trump. As far as we know, it was a fair election. This is the United States of America, and we accept the results of the election. Donald Trump is president. There's a lot to talk about as we just review the election, but also I want to remind you that we are live this afternoon at a brand new bank in Gretna, Bonvenu Bank in Gretna. Now, Bonvenu Bank used to be Citizens National Bank, and that's an old name, so they're changing the name from Citizens National Bank to Bonvenu Bank. There's been one in Metairie, one in Mandeville, one in Baton Rouge, and now there's one in Gretna. And there are reasons why you should consider them for your bank. I don't know where you're banking right now, but there's a possibility that you should move your money, your checking account, your savings account, the things that you do, you should move them to Bonvenu Bank. And we're going to be talking about that on the show this afternoon. But I'm glad you're with us. There's going to be a lot to talk about while we're on location and while we will be talking about this exciting new bank and a great new addition to Gretna. We're at 2000 Belchase Highway. I also need to talk about the election and some aspects of the election. I wrote a blog about this. It should be posted on our website, WWL.com. It should also be on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it, and I will share some of your comments from the Facebook page this afternoon. So it's time to move on. I mean, I feel a sense of relief. The election's over. It was not so close that we're now trying to figure out who the winner is. Donald Trump won convincingly. It was a convincing victory. And America spoke. And the polls were not accurate. Again. So, you know, the pollsters are going to have to kind of figure out what they need to do to better survey America if the polls want to have any credibility at all. But, you know, I don't like the polls. Because I don't like people following the lead. A lot of people want to be with the winner in any situation in life. And so if people aren't sure and somebody is ahead in the polls, there are people who will jump on the person who's in the lead. I think it would be good if we just never knew who was in the lead. And so now with the polls being wrong again, it doesn't matter what the polls say. We can kind of disregard the polls. So, again, you know, the map by 10 p.m. last night, the map looked very much like the map in 2016 when Trump won. And it was obvious at that point, by 10 p.m. last night, it was obvious to me that Donald Trump was going to be the next president of the United States and give him credit for winning the election. But there are a lot of questions raised about Kamala Harris. This was a solid victory by Donald Trump. But Kamala Harris proved to be an easy opponent for him to beat. And we can talk about that this afternoon as well. And I'm sure the Democrats are talking about that. The Democrats need to figure out who the hell they are, because they obviously don't know. And they need to figure out who they are. They need to figure out a direction. And the Republican Party is now defined by Donald Trump and has been for some time now. So, again, I think there's a lot of interesting things to talk about this afternoon. And if you want to join us with your comments, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. So we are live from Bonvenu Bank in Gretna. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He is back at the studio this afternoon. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well. I've seen some photos of the bank over there. It looks like a nice place.
Oh, well, it's really, really nice and clean. And we're in one of the most comfortable settings. You know, we go out on remote to a lot of different locations. We're in a really comfortable setting right now. We're in a conference room and we've got the whole room to ourselves. And there's a lot of nice things, a lot of nice things here. So,
yeah,
we're going to be talking about this because, you know, there's a lot of competition when it comes to banks, and maybe there's a reason you should move your money and move your checking account to Bonvenu Bank, and we'll be talking about that this afternoon. How late did you stay up last night?
I was up until about 3 last night. I was able to kind of fall asleep when I wanted to, and I got to sleep in a little bit. So, you know, I'm feeling okay. You know,
yeah, I fell asleep. I did fall asleep. I did doze off early and then and woke back up when, you know, more results were coming in. But, you know, interesting results. And you know, I think there's a, at least for me, there's a sense of relief. There's a sense of relief that it's over.
Oh, totally. No, I'm right with you, brother. I think I've been saying this to anyone who asked. I said, I just hope it's over fast. You know,
yeah.
You know, everybody's going to vote the way they want to do. The people have spoken. But I am so, so grateful that there is not this added layer of conspiracy and uncertainty. And this isn't going to drag out into, you know, next week and next month. It's like, OK, you know, everybody understands where we are at right now. And that's a thing that to be grateful for.
Right. And America has spoken.
Yeah,
and there were obviously groups of voters, which we'll talk about, that were not considered by the pollsters. And so we got one view from the pollsters, and then we got reality last night with Trump's victory. But, you know, regardless of what my opinions have been, I accept this voice from America, and I accept that America has chosen, as I have in the past. Sometimes I agree with the vote. Sometimes I don't agree with the vote. But I have always accepted the vote, and I have always respected the office of presidency. Even when Donald Trump was president, I've always respected the office of the presidency, and I hope we can all do that. I'm also very glad that there is no contention, that there's no reason for any violence, and I think all of that's good. I think there's something kind of humorous about, and I've talked about how stupid this was, but I think there's something kind of humorous about Donald Trump before the election saying the election's rigged and there's voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if that was true, then why would we even accept his victory? And I said, that's ridiculous to say that before the election. And I said, because what if he wins? And he did win. So all of that stuff that he was saying about a rigged election and voter fraud, obviously, he didn't really believe that because, you know, nobody's talking about that today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So do we have some early texts to get to?
Let's see. Here's one that just says, hey, Scoot, polls and celebrity endorsements both need to just go away.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it when it happened, but I never thought Beyonce. I never thought Bruce Springsteen. I never thought any of the people who were standing up for Kamala Harris or any of those who were supporting Donald Trump. I don't think celebrity endorsements work. You know, Bruce Springsteen provided entertainment for the people who were there, but I don't think that he swayed any votes. I mean, it's great if you go to a Kamala Harris rally and you get Bruce Springsteen music to entertain you. That's cool with Bruce Springsteen, but I don't think that changes any votes.
I got some of these are literally making me laugh. Here's a text that says, "I'm hearing a constant whine coming from your station," and I thought, oh man, there must be something turned on. It's in the wrong place or some knob is broken. And then they say, oh my bad, it's coming from Ian, LOL. that really did make me laugh. Hey, if you want to get your text message read today, make me laugh. That's my challenge to you. Here's a text that says, hey Scoot, let's all of us calm down and have hope, because where else but in the USA in 3 weeks can you go from working to McDonald's to becoming president of the United States?
That's funny.
I'll leave you with this one. So I guess Trump can make that call to Putin and stop the war in Ukraine anytime now. And he can stop that nonsense in the Middle East while he's at it.
Well, you know, Donald Trump said a lot of things on the campaign trail. Now, is he going to live up to these things? That's up to him. But he did say a lot of things on the campaign trail. He made a lot of promises. He said he was going to do a lot of things. Really, day one, immediately, as soon as he takes office in January. So we'll have to see if all of that does happen. And, you know, the pressure's on him to fulfill the promises and to fulfill the things that he said during the campaign. We'll have to see if that becomes reality. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So we're live from Bonvenue Bank in Gretna, and as I mentioned, this used to be a Citizens National Bank. There was one in Metairie, one in Mandeville, and one in Baton Rouge. They're also up in the northern part of the state, Shreveport. But, you know, for our listeners, you may be familiar with the branches in Metairie, Baton Rouge, and Mandeville. But now it's Bonvenue Bank. And it's a, you know, it's two words coming, two French words coming together. And it's basically, you know, hey, welcome, you know, this is good and welcome. And it's a about a progressive attitude with a bank. And, you know, sometimes you can be with a bank and a bank's been in business for a long time and they might be local, but they might be very stodgy in what they do. They might be very stodgy. They might be very set in their ways. That might not benefit you. Even if you just have a savings account or a checking account or both, maybe you're looking for a place to do a mortgage. You know, there are a lot of reasons why you should at least consider Bonvenue Bank, born and built in Louisiana. And they work every day to unlock ways to present great potential for people and for businesses as well. I mean, if you're a business and you need a loan, you want to increase your business, Bonvenue Bank is interested in doing business with you. And since they're new with this name change, they're going to be more interested in the bank that you're with, maybe, in doing business with you. So these are all things to consider. All right. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm so glad that the election is over. I mean, this is a positive thing. Now, if we can just find a way to get rid of those Medicare commercials on TV, that would be nice too. But right now, the election is over. And when we come back, we've got a special song for Kamala Harris. It was not a good day, not a good night for her. And some of you know the song that we're going to play, but that's going to be coming up out of this break. I'm Scoot, live from Bonvenue Bank, Belchase Highway, in Gretna, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, we're going to dedicate this song to Kamala Harris. Wow, that was a rough one for her yesterday. You know, this afternoon we can congratulate Donald Trump and also talk about what the hell happened. What happened to Kamala Harris? We talked about this during the campaign. I think she made a lot of mistakes, and we'll talk about some of that this afternoon. But Donald Trump won a fair election. America has spoken. I accept the results, and America should accept the results. And I'm so glad that it's over. There's no contesting of the election. There's no violence. And, you know, let's move on. And Donald Trump said a lot of bold things to make America better during the campaign trail, on the campaign trail. So let's see if he follows through and does those things. You know, when you say you're going to do something, you know, you do have a responsibility to fulfill those promises. So it's fair to hold President Trump to those promises that he made, and we'll see what happens. Let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Kyle in Baton Rouge. Kyle, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Well, Scoop.
Yeah.
Let me first of all congratulate all the MAGA Nazis out there. You voted for a dictator. You have been heard, and now we have a dictator. Now, what's funny about this is people are talking about Donald Trump's next term as though it's going to be over in 4 years. Let's make one thing perfectly clear. This man is going to serve until he decides he doesn't want to serve anymore. And what gives me the evidence to say this? Because the Supreme Court of this country has already granted him total and complete immunity from any acts that he commits as president, up to and including murder of any of his political opponents as he sees fit, and because he is above the law and the Constitution does not apply to him. Now, these are facts. This is not me grasping for straws. This is a fact, and the Supreme Court basically brought this up as one of the arguments of before they granted him this immunity. Let me state this very clearly. We are now in a dictatorship. This is not a democracy anymore. This is a dictatorship. We will see how this dictatorship plays out. But
yeah, we
have
will.
A president who has already promised to deport, and that's just the beginning of what he's going to do. Okay, millions and millions of people in this country, and he's already said it's going to be bloody. That's one of the promises he made that I bet you he intends to keep. And I'm telling you now, this has not even begun. Look, the Democrats aren't out there raising hell and being crazy like we saw last time by the MAGA Nazis. They're acting like civilized people. We're going to see the real violent people come into power in January, and I guarantee you this country is never, ever going to be sorrier than it is, has never been sorrier than it's going to be from January the 20th if this man decides to wait that long or just doesn't go in and kick Joe Biden right out of the White House and decide he wants to move in early.
All right. Kyle, I'm glad you had a chance to voice your opinion. Look, there are people who agree with you. I have concerns about Donald Trump. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He did say a lot of really ugly, violent things on the campaign trail. And he did talk about deportations. I think his words were more like, it could be bloody rather than it will be bloody. But, I'm not remembering that correctly. But, you know, I think it's too early to say that he is a dictator. You know, we talked about it during the campaign that he definitely thinks in those directions. He definitely has admiration for dictators. But this is something that we're going to have to watch. But I'm convinced that the American people are not going to allow him to stay in office indefinitely, even if he wants to. And even if it means dragging him physically from the White House, and that would be ugly, I think if that's what it takes, that will happen. And Donald Trump will not remain in office beyond his term. Now, again, there's a lot of things to watch for, and we'll be watching for all of those things. Let's go to Captain. Is this Captain Don? Captain Donnie, you're on
WWL. Captain Donnie.
Hey, Captain Donnie.
Captain Donnie. Hey, how are you? Ian, Joke, and Scooter. I just wanted to call you and wish you and all your left-leaning, weenie listeners a great day.
Okay.
Yep, I did want to make you feel like you still won today, so I got y'all a present. I have a few migrants, Somali and Haitians. What would you like me to deliver?
Well, first of all, I don't consider myself to be a weenie, but I mean, this is America, and if you want to think I'm a weenie, you can. But I think it's kind of low for us to already get into name calling because you won. I don't think if Kamala Harris won, you would want us to do that toward you. But again, you know, therein lies some of the hypocrisy we deal with. Please keep your migrants to yourself and don't deliver them to us at all. Dale is in Slidell. Dale, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Dale.
Lifetime Democrat. However, after the coup that they took Joe out with, and they put in a person who was unable to speak in a complete sentence, I had to vote the other way. And as far as your other caller first called in, I don't like being called a Nazi. I'm not a Nazi. I'm for freedom, okay? So if anybody thinks that Trump and the rest of us are garbage and Nazis and fascists, they're the ones who are the people looking to start a revolution. Check, please, Google how many Democratic people voted in 2020. Check the total count in this election. That's why Trump and a lot of people think it was a fabrication. He won the general election nationwide this time because they couldn't fabricate it. So you may not agree with what his policies are, but compared to Nancy and Obama, who are running the country, and poor Joe just doesn't get to eat his ice cream anymore, okay? The man should not have been in office to begin with, and she never had the qualifications to step up to be president.
Well, Dale, in the same way that Donald Trump won a free election, Joe Biden won a free election, and so consequently, he had every right to be in office. And Joe Biden, if he wants ice cream, what makes you think he's not gonna get ice cream? I mean, he's gonna get as much ice cream as he wants. You know, when you're president of the United States and you step down, man, your life is set. I mean, you've got it made. So Joe Biden's going to get all the ice cream he wants. You may have been a lifelong Democrat, but you're not now. So I would just, admit that. Look, I understand about the name calling. I don't agree with everything Donald Trump represents. But this is a fair election, and I'm accepting the results of this election. And this is what's great about America. You know, I can disagree. You can disagree. You know, if Kamala Harris would have won, you could disagree with Kamala Harris. But it was a fair election, and America spoke and elected her. It turned out that America elected Donald Trump. So for somebody who has concerns about some of Donald Trump's philosophies and his mentality when it comes to some things, I accept the results of the election because I'm a patriotic American, and we all should be like that. If that sets me up for name calling, well, that's fine. But on my show, going forward in the Trump administration, tune in every afternoon from 1 to 4, because we're going to hold Donald Trump accountable to the things that he said during the campaign. I'm going to be fair and give him a fair chance and give him the benefit of the doubt, but we're going to hold him accountable. And that's exactly the role of the media. The media is supposed to hold people in power accountable, whether it's a mayor, a senator, a governor, or a president. If you have a comment, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Scott is in New Orleans. Hey, Scott, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scoot. Thank you for taking my call. I real quick, though, I just want to say, you know, the caller, I heard him last just a second ago. He said he was for freedom. Well, the person he voted for said he wanted to terminate the Constitution and also be a dictator on day one. So that's not really synonymous with someone who is for freedom. So he also undermined the election results in 2020, tried to put pressure state legislatures to put up a fake slate of electors and overturn the results of the election. You know, so there's a lot there. He's a convicted felon. So I don't think that's the candidate that symbolizes freedom in the United States. However, Kamala Harris is conceding the election. She's doing what she's supposed to do, and that is totally unlike what Donald Trump did in 2020. So she's handling it graciously. I also want to address one other thing. A little earlier, you said that the polls were not accurate. I don't really see it that way. If you look at the Real Clear Politics average in all of these swing states, Arizona, Georgia, the blue wall states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, people were scared. Nate Silver was a little expressed concern. Other people expressed concern. All of those polls were within the margin of error, and some of the polls even showed, a lot of the polls even showed that Donald Trump was leading in a lot of those states. So I don't think that you could say polls are inaccurate if the polls are in fact, the outcome showed that they were within the margin of error. And in fact, towards the end, I'll just say, the last thing I'll say, is they even showed that he was winning several of them, not all of them, in the popular vote. So the models show a 50-50 on Nate Silver's silver bulletin, and the betting odds showed that he was favored to win. So I don't think this comes as any surprise to anyone. But again, thank you for taking my call. I have a lot of respect for what you do, and I'd love to hear what you have to say about this.
All right. Scott, I appreciate your call. You know, that's something else we can do. I mean, if you voted for Kamala Harris, man, if you just detested Donald Trump on the campaign trail, how do you feel today? The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. You know, I think the polls are the victim of the people who respond to the polls. And I think the polls fail to take into consideration, in a lot of states, the youth vote, the black vote, and the Latino vote. I think those things were underestimated in terms of Trump. Donald Trump sort of implied that he was a dictator. He's said things and shown signs of maybe wanting to be a dictator or appreciating dictators. But and as far as the Constitution's concerned, Donald Trump doesn't have a choice. The president of the United States can personally disregard the Constitution, but I think we have a system in place to where the president can't just disregard the Constitution. That's not going to happen. You know, we have three branches of government, And a president can't take office, and our founding fathers saw the wisdom in this, and a president can't just say, well, the hell with the Constitution. Even if Trump wants to do that, I don't think he can actually get away with that. Although presidents do have new power based on that recent Supreme Court ruling about presidents being immune from basically anything they do while they're in office. As far as being a dictator's concerned, let's see. If Donald Trump acts like a dictator, then okay, we'll call him a dictator. But on this day, the day after the election, I'm giving Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to see who he is. And I think as a patriotic American, I think that's the fair thing to do. But how are you feeling today? Whether you voted for Trump or you voted for Kamala Harris, how are you feeling today, the day after the election? The Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And also, look, let me remind you, we are live from Bonvenue Bank. Bonvenue Bank used to be Citizens National Bank in Metairie, Baton Rouge, and Mandeville, and now they've changed their name to Bonvenue Bank. This is a bank that you really should consider moving your banking account to. Whether you're checking or savings or both, consider moving your business account to Bonvenue Bank. They are eager to do business. They might do a better job than the bank that you're banking with right now. And we'll be talking more about that as the afternoon goes on. All right. Again, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we are live also talking about money this afternoon and Bonvenue Bank in Gretna. We'll be back on WWL. All right, Wednesday afternoon, we are halfway to the weekend. It is the day after the election. It's over. There's no contesting the election. Congratulations to Donald Trump, who is the winner. Will he keep his promises? We'll be talking about this afternoon. And how do you feel? If you voted for Kamala Harris, how do you feel? Look, the Democrats made a lot of mistakes. I don't think replacing Joe Biden with her was a mistake. I don't think Joe Biden would have done any better. In fact, I think he would have probably done worse than Kamala Harris against Donald Trump. But, you know, America has spoken. And you know, this is one of those occasions. And, I didn't know who was going to win yesterday. But I was talking about this on the show. After every election, one side's not happy. One side's not happy right now. But this is America. And contrary to the impression we were given, there will be another election. I'm Scoot on the air. We are live from Bonvenue Bank in Gretna. The cutting of the ribbon is going to be at 2:30 this afternoon, and just a lot of people with Bonvenue Bank have gathered in the lobby, and you know they just want us to talk about this newly named bank. It used to be Citizens National Bank, and they've got a new name, Bonvenue Bank, and they are really interested in your business. And consequently, they may be doing some things for you to make your banking and your business loans and everything a lot more pleasing to you than the bank you're dealing with now. Sometimes banks get stodgy. Sometimes banks that have been around for a long, long time, they get stodgy. And, you know, here's a bank with a fresh new start. And a great new location at 2000 Belchase Highway in Gretna, and this bank is open for you. And you might consider a bank that was really born in Louisiana and does have a lot of financial strength here, that is also very aggressive and interested in helping you and your business. So you might want to check into Bonvenue Bank, and we're here to tell you about that this afternoon. We're also reacting to the election. Let's go to Ponchatoula. Lee, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you making out?
I'm good. Lee, how are you?
Good. Hey, Scoot, I just want to tell you one thing, man. You're a gentleman and a scholar, bro. I've been listening to you for a very long time. I don't always agree with you. Sometimes I disagree with you, but I respect your feeling today, the way you step up to the plate and trying to get everybody to settle down just a little bit. I thought that was pretty cool, and it's going to be all right.
It is. It is going to be fine. We're going to survive this. You know, look, and for me as a talk show host, my God, I'm going to have so much to talk about for the next 4 years, man. I can just kick back and relax now. And how do you know that I didn't vote for Trump knowing that I'd have a lot to talk about if you want?
Sure. Well, one thing, you're not going to need to write anything down anymore. You just go straight from the top of your head now. So.
Well, that's because it's going to be fresh every day.
I think everything has been said. Yeah, I think everything has been said. Yeah. But it's good. I think you're a cool dude. keep on doing what you're doing, unite the people, you know, together. It's going to be all right. You know, I don't always agree with your show, but like I say, we old guys, so us old timers, we know how to handle a situation like this.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Lee, listen, I appreciate those words. And, you know, I don't do the show for the critics. I do the show for people like you. So, you know, you keep hanging in there. You keep listening, and I'll keep doing the show. Let's go to New Orleans. And, Mike, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. I just wanted to comment. You kind of started the show off saying how the polls were inaccurate. And I think this is the third election term that they were kind of like that. And I feel like the comments earlier about Trump being a dictator and, people being worried about him, like, taking retribution on his enemies or whatever. I think if you look at the polls that were most accurate, Trafalgar and a couple of the ones, some of them are Republican pollsters, but the reason why they were more accurate, because they saw a hidden Trump vote, because Trump supporters don't like to answer polls. They don't want to answer questions about who they vote for because they are afraid of retribution from this Justice Department that's been used against them in the last 4 years. And
I don't see any evidence that the Justice Department has retaliated against anybody because they're a Republican or a Trump supporter. I don't have evidence of that. All right, we got to get to a break here. You know, by the way, I didn't bring up Trump being a dictator. That was a caller who brought that up. So I'm Scoot, and we are live from Bonvenue Bank in Gretna, and we're going to come back with more of your comments. And look, let's think back on the campaign. And one thing that came up a lot was this idea of who's trash, which side is trash. That became part of the campaign. Today is a very sad day on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, because today should be the 76th birthday of Glenn Frey. Glenn Frey, one of the founding members of the Eagles, would be celebrating 76 years old today, but he died in January of 2016. I'm Scoot on the Air. Coming up, we're going to talk about Bonvenue Bank. It's a bank that you might consider becoming your bank. Even if you're happy with your bank, there might be a good reason to move to Bonvenue Bank. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, I'm going to share with you some comments that I have in congratulating Donald Trump and some of the promises that he made on the campaign trail. We'll get to your calls and we'll get to your texts. All of that coming up in the next hour. We're reacting to the election. I'm Scoot on WWL.